Watch, Jemele Hill compares allowing men to compete in women's sports to MLK's civil rights crusade. By Warner Todd Houston on May 8, 2025. Former ESPN talker Jemele Hill is comparing the woke battle to force transgender athletes into women's sports to the epic campaign for civil rights for minorities. Hill appeared on CNN's Newsnight with Abby Phillip on Tuesday and claimed that America's history of racism can be compared to the current lack of support for transgender athletes. The Atlantic writer claimed that acting to ban trans people could act as a gateway to oppressing other minorities. "There's a few things that bother me about this, and mostly it was the language of the policy, right? When looking, reading some of these words, transgender people is inherently untruthful, undisciplined, dishonorable. That's, like, a very weighty thing to say about people who are courageously deciding to protect this country. The other problem, Scott, is that it's never enough. It's bathrooms today, it's sports tomorrow. It's the military today," Hill said. During the discussion, CNN's Scott Jennings noted that 80% of Americans oppose allowing men who identify as women to compete in women's sports. However, this majority opinion did not impress Hill. "The majority used to believe that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a threat, somebody that was not a good American," Hill exclaimed. "The majority of people used to be against civil rights. Were they right? No, they weren't." Jemele Hill compares the push for transgenders in women's sports to Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement on CNN while in an argument with Scott Jennings. "The majority used to believe that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was not a good American." pic.twitter.com/u60yzyear. Thomas Hearn, at Thomas M. Hearn, May 7, 2025. "I'm not saying he's coming for black people tomorrow. But considering that this is a military or this is a leadership that is already using EI as code word for black people already when it comes to the military, suddenly, when you don't protect the most vulnerable, you wind up making it worse for everybody else," Hill said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.